What else are we going to do today?
Hey everybody, welcome back to Two Nerds, One Quest. I am your host and DM, JC Dittmer, here with these four nerds because math is hard. Oh, I cannot believe I'm on my last day of vacation already, but I couldn't think of a better way to start it than with these guys. That man on the left in the Milwaukee Brewers Wu-Tang shirt and the green fedora. A little mismatched color thing. There's one Ryan Crix is cooked out this morning. How you doing, buddy?
It might be a little off color, but it is yellow and black, which really is the color of my deity in this. So it was intentionally chosen.
Amber is the color of your energy.
Yes.
I see what you did there.
One of the best concerts I've ever been to. Ever. So phenomenal, and I don't know if I'll ever get that experience again. That man speaking about Amber being the color of your energy is one, Jeff Doc Williams. How you doing this morning? Our lovable crew.
Doing well.
And of course we have the man on the ones and twos with the mic in his face, one Tom M. Norman.
What'd it be? Speaking of great music. Wearing my Godsmack Moon Phases sweatshirt.
That was a good show. And last but not least, this is a little weird because Jeff spoke out of turn. we have Rick Kane Lefebvre. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Doing good. Morning, all.
Jeff. Talk out of turn. I got to introduce you.
I know.
you got a limerick and maybe a recap for us?
Yeah, I got to keep you on your toes. No, we'll do it that way this time.
We'll do the limerick first? Okay, cool.
Yeah, because the battle was quite a commotion, but Abed had just the right notion, for when Crew hit the ground, he sent Troy on down to barf in Crew's mouth that sweet potion. And that is how we started off last session mid-combat, sending Troy into the battle to bring Crew back. Crew got up to one goon down and then immediately got knocked back to the ground by Daddy Morlock, but Syl, between Syl and Abed, and then Kane finally finishing him off, the success was ours. So we kind of searched around, helped the prisoners out, and headed on back to Atari. But when we got there, we saw guards posted and people wary and kind of hiding in their houses, and talked to Ellie, and she explained that there was a light that shone from the gauntlet, and when it happened, undead arose from the graveyard. So we said, you know what, we could really use a break if they're good for the night. So we spent the night at the newly not quite refurbished TBD, waking up in the morning, setting up some furniture while eating some snacks, and decided to pay Rin a quick visit for update, and she had a couple potions for us. And that is where we left off.
All right. So, you get up. You've spent a day recovering. And you get up the following morning and head to your graveyard. Is there anything you'd like to do before you head to the graveyard? I kind of did it all last time. Or yesterday.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
The notions, some of the things you hear before heading to the graveyard, the scuttlebutt around. Like, you go, there isn't any food at TBD yet or anything, so you're using still the crow's cask and stuff to have breakfast and whatnot. The scuttlebutt in the morning and the stuff you've learned yesterday basically is that the graveyard, the light from the lighthouse hit the graveyard. And the undead were rising up out of the graves. Many of them, because the one wall over the church, or the one side of the graveyard over the church is just a cliff face. Many of the undead have walked off that cliff and either landed on the church, crushing them, or on the ground. And there's been a concerted cleanup effort of those. There's a big burning pile of bodies on the beach down there. That is, smells awful if you get close enough to it. The wind thankfully is out of the north today, so it's pushing that out over the ocean. The graveyard has been walled up with, boards like paneling, template paneling that they've tied to the, to the wrought iron fence that typically surrounds the graveyard. On the map I have, it's a stone fence, it looks like, but in my world, it's a wrought iron fence. So, let's see. As you approach, you hear sounds, in the graveyard of low moans and shuffling of feet. There are two guards standing, post at the graveyard there. They look somewhat relieved to see you. They're like, oh, someone to help? Okay. And he kind of looks at the board and he's like looking at it and he's like, okay, I can open this, but when I open it, it's going to draw some attention. You'll have to get in quick and we'll have to close it behind you. You'll be locked in with them, other than the cliffside. If you want to try and jump off the cliffside, I don't recommend it though. Most of them have been dying or being destroyed. I think they're already dead. I don't know. I've never encountered anything like this. And you can see both of these guys are tired, worn down. Just they could use a good nap, a strong meal, and a blowjob, probably.
Go ahead and get yourselves a nap here, Mr. Friendly. We got this.
I'm supposed to stand guard in shifts. The next shift's coming soon enough. Yeah. Okay. Are you guys ready?
These are ready.
Can you want to go first, or?
I was gonna say, who wants to go in first? Put yourself in an order for going in first.
Dibs on last, I guess.
Dibs on last.
Unless the lady would like to go last. I feel like our healer...
No, I'm right where I belong.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like our healer needs to be a sandwich between the last person and a tank in front of us.
So just so we're clear before we go in, the plan is just to crush everything that's moving, basically?
Hack and slash.
All right.
I like this one, says the guard.
Yeah.
So...
They've had their rest.
We want Kane first, correct?
Yep.
Then Crew, then Lady Sil, then Abed.
Word.
All right. We are an initiative in that order. He opens the gate.
All right. And
you have like B direct. You see the one directly in front of you.
Is it just like a shambling?
That is a skeleton. and just lumbering his ass around.
Time to get Limp Bizkit at Woodstock. Let's go.
All right.
So you want to rowdy up the
just
crowd?
Just one of those days.
So let's see here. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 5, 10. Okay, I can go there. I'm just going to go smack it.
All right, go smack it.
Do my what is it called?
Lunge?
No, sudden charge. Move and attack.
Your bitch slam.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yes.
And you can get an extra attack in there.
I'm going to run in there and hit him, because that seems to be what people want me to do, so I'll do that. 14?
14 misses. Swing at him and you miss.
Swing a second time. 15.
15 miss. Just misses. 16.
There so Kane runs in and has no luck hitting this very nimble skeleton, apparently.
It's kind of wobbling and shaking, and it's... You're not used to its unnatural movement yet.
Non-bloody bastard.
Right. Oh, why do I... No, come on. I had that. Okay, now if I do that, let me do this. Come on.
Technical difficulties, please stand by. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, I had set it up for Lady Sill to be third and Kane to be first, and it did not listen to me. All right, crew.
All right. I'm going to have to double move, and if I count a diagonal squares correctly, I can get behind B.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
And...
flat field.
Yeah, and I will just swing one time with the rapier.
One time.
Oh, jeez, 12.
12, what style damage is that? Oh, it misses. Never mind.
Even if he's flat-footed, does that
He's flat-footed.
Help?
Flat-footed would put him at a 14.
Wow, uh-oh. Good start to this battle. That's all I got.
No one's connected yet, so it's kind of... Lady Sill, it is your turn.
Well, it's not going to start with me either. Let's see. 5, 20, 25.
Get inside that gate. You guys are looking... The guards are looking at you impatiently like, come on, let's go.
Alright, I mean, I am in range... So I am going to cast Disrupt Undead, I changed my spells up a little bit with my long rest.
And what does Disrupt Undead do?
1d6 plus 3 positive damage. The target must attempt a basic fortitude save. If it fails, it is also enfeebled for one round. But I miss wildly, rolling a 2. So, Lady Sill shakes her hand out. She's got the morning sleeps, little pins and needles yet. So,
how does a spell like go off? What is it? What does it do?
It lances the target with energy. I deal 1d6 plus 3 positive.
Oh, it's a saving throw, not an attack.
He just saves?
The so, basic
I don't know. It has an attack button on it.
I think they all do, but I think this is... The text says you target must attempt a basic fortitude save.
Alright, so...
That's for the added effect.
No, that's not. Anytime it says a basic fortitude save, it's a save. It's what D&D would call a save, and then it follows the basic save rules.
Oh, okay. So I'll roll the save then.
But yeah, all the spells have that at the top. It looks like you can cast it.
See how this goes. His fortitude's plus two.
Sorry, thanks, genius.
No, that was nine. Good. I mean, we can't miss that many times in a row.
All right, nine is a fail. My DC is 17 on that. So
okay.
So I think it's regular.
So I deal four positive damage, but it did not critically fail.
Let's see. I'm just trying to look this up. Why is this not going? Let me close that. Let me... All right. Oh, that's okay. So, I would like you to describe how it dies from this positive energy.
Oh, I think so. It pierces the chest, and it looks like almost nothing happened. And then, like, rays of light, like, shoot out from the bones.
Fucking cool, yeah.
And it withers.
Slowly, parts of it, like, deteriorate, while other parts just kind of fall off and crumbles to a pile of dust and bones at your feet, Kane and crew. At that...
Kane has not seen Syl do that before to a creature. He looks at crew and is like... I mean, that pissed her off again.
It's the end of the fat jokes.
or you better not become undead, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That too. At that moment, the entirety of the graveyard turns and looks at you.
Oops. Would you say it comes to life?
I would say probably maybe not.
Maybe not. We don't want an Evanescence concert in the graveyard. does that complete your turn, Ryan Gupta?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Syl.
My turn's over.
Abed!
Yeah.
Guard's looking at you impatiently.
As well he should. I'll double move in. What is diagonal? So it's every diagonal...
is 10 feet. Is every 10 feet. Other one is 10 feet. Right, so the first one's 5, the second one's 15, 20, 30, 35, 40. Yep. You can see one to your left. It's on the east side of the map here over by the building.
All right. So I am going to stop there. I think I have 25 feet of movement, so Abed's going to stop at 50.
Roll a perception check for me as well.
All right.
I could actually probably turn all these off, but...
How does a 19 tickle you?
19's great. Yeah, beyond the trees, you also see the other style one. This one looks a little bit more... like it's got a little bit more meat on its bones. B. Through the trees there.
Hoody-hoo.
Below E. Yeah.
Wanna kill us.
All right. Let's see here. What's the distance? 5, 10, 15, 20, 21, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 60. All right. So I can't do any spells, so I'm just going to raise my shield.
Okay.
And I will actually point out both of the skeletons just in case anybody has not yet seen them. Look, past the tree. That's looks like a bird. An owl, based on the token.
You can see that guy, and you can see this guy. Those two. Those are the two you see. It's a, I forget what the hell this token is actually called. I think it's an ooze. It's supposed to be a cube with a skull in it.
Fair.
But it looks like a zombie to you. A zombie and a skeleton.
Girls. That'll be my turn.
Okay. Guards quickly slam the gate closed behind you and start tying up the board. And then, like, literally the gate closes, the board ties up, and then you see two hands come over the top, and it's just a set of eyes watching you guys. Standing on the barrel he was sitting on. And
Thank it isn't... Mets.
it isn't much long after that that the other one pops up. And they're just watching you over the months, making sure everything's cool.
Like a couple of kids at a rodeo.
Yep. Or like Statler and Waldorf. I don't know if they're going to comment like Statler and Waldorf. They're a bit young.
They should.
Let's see. This guy goes 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. How much movement do they have? 25. All right. So then we'll go 5, 15, 20, 25.
You can move more than once.
Yeah, they can.
Let's do.
5, 10, 20, 25.
You'd think that they'd write that into the, that, you know, these things are shambling type, yeah, can only move once per turn or something.
25.
More.
That's okay. The closer they are, the easier it is for us to get to them.
Let's see.
More, George Romero and less Resident Evil.
Good reference.
Aren't the George Romero ones the fast runny ones, right?
Yeah. Dawn of the Dead.
I almost kind of like those better. They're more, way more terrifying.
15.
What was that 20. One? The one with Brad Pitt. That
World War Z?
Got Pan. Yeah, that was actually a fucking badass movie.
15, uh-huh.
20, 25.
I really need to finish watching all the Resident Evil movies. I think I've made it two or three.
That's his entire turn?
Do you, though?
I kind of do. I kind of do.
Holy fuck.
I've always been a Resident Evil fan. And as cheesy
I
as
mean, me too.
Dumb as they look, I kind of have to.
They get, like, real. They just lean into the camp. I'm going to be honest with you there.
Well, they kind of should, just though, like, right? It's like Fast and the Furious. Like, the first one is an actual, like, decent race movie, and the second one's pretty good, and then they just go full out flying cars and
they just give up. They give up on trying to hold on to any sense of reality.
I
as a human, I'm gonna grab onto the helicopter and just hold the car up with my legs.
Yep, exactly right.
But it's the
roll a tank down a strong bridge.
And the whole graveyard seems to have been alerted to your presence and is moving towards you into the following positions. None of them had any actions beyond movement that they could do, so we are back to Kane.
Alright.
Do something.
I will flank that one.
That is probably a good idea, because right now Crew is flanked.
Knock his block off!
16,
just hits.
10 bludgeoning damage.
10 bludgeoning damage. How does that one die?
Oh, bones just go flying everywhere. That's a skeleton.
Yay.
I'm surprised Lady Syl didn't do the suck it chop when she killed that first, like, after the first two tanks missed.
Okay. She's a lady.
Is she, though?
That one's dead. You have more movement, or one more action.
Should say. One more action, yep. 5, 10, 15,
20, 25. I would have ducked if you wanted to attack it.
But he made it flat-footed for you.
Uh-huh.
So you're setting you up.
Okay.
So it is your turn, Crew.
Well, I will attack it then. That seems like it makes a whole lot of sense. Natural 1 for 10.
It's not good.
I'll swing a second time.
Okay.
With the penalty. Let's get these out of the way, okay? Another natural 1.
One more time. Pull Travis.
Moving doesn't really help me, so I'm gonna attack a third time.
Switch dice.
And it's a 6 minus 1 is 5. So
Crew is so confused as to why you didn't attack the one over the top of him that he's just distracted.
Yeah. I slept on the floor in the TBD and I got a crick in my neck and it's affecting my ability to swing.
Oi!
10,000 years can give you such a creak in the neck. Phenomenal cosmic power. Itty-bitty living space. That is Lady Sil's turn. with her phenomenal cosmic power here.
Boop, 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 boop. Boop. All right, once I get beyond this building here, I kind of see this guy down here. This
zombie A,
this owl guy, and I see him kind of coming up behind Kane, and I'm not sure Kane is fully aware of him, so I feel like that's the bigger threat right now. I saw the disrupt undead work really well, so I'm just going to use that again, and so zombie A needs to give me a basic fortitude saving throw.
He's got a bit more flesh on him, so his fortitude's a little bit better.
Sure.
He's got a plus six. So that's a 14 though.
A 14 still fails.
Mm-hmm.
So 1d6 plus 3 is a full 9.
A full 9. The whole 9 yards. That was
the whole 9 positive energy.
He is still standing. He wobbles a little bit, a chunk of the flesh falls off of his hip.
And then Lady Sil yells, "Not the same, boys, not the same." And then she's done.
Which one did you go after?
The owl-looking A.
Okay.
A. I gotta change this. I applied the damage to the wrong one. And that moves us to Abed, then.
I am going to, so Abed looks at all of the shamblers kind of mulling around, and I'm going to force pull the head off of one of the dead zombies in front or right behind. Was that Kane? Or no, that's
the skeletons in front of you.
What's that?
You're gonna launch a skull.
You're throwing a skull from the skeletons.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Yep.
So I'm gonna have multiple hero points.
What's that?
You can.
I just get to award those, don't I? It's like inspiration. You can have a hero point for throwing the enemies at themselves.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Bowling for zombies.
Bowling for zombies.
I got it.
What's the head look like? Estelle Getty.
Oh,
23 to hit.
23 definitely hits it.
Which
you're going after? B at B or A?
The one that's off by itself. I think that's B.
Yeah, off to the right.
Yep, that would be.
Yep, that's
eight,
B.
Eight bludgeoning.
Eight bludgeoning damage.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I gotta look at this quick. Interesting.
If you grabbed a thigh bone or something like that, would it be piercing?
Depends if it was a broken bone. Yeah, probably. You can make it piercing if you wanted, but you don't really want to with these. Eight. Yeah, that's a good solid hit.
Got to pick up the spare next time.
His head snaps back, and there's a moment where it kind of sits there, and then it's more wobbly on its base now. Was that the entirety of your turn?
No, I'm going to raise my shield again.
Okay.
Give the zombie a concussion.
Let's see. We need... let's start way out here. Where's everybody? Okay. got that one. This is
Story of Girl.
Okay, that's that one. All right.
That was random.
Wow. Wow. I'm so quiet.
Yeah.
If you move there. There. See, this guy can go.
Yikes.
You can get to there, and he can. Actually, he's going to use his other movement and go to there to flank you. So you only get
all in the line.
But, yeah, if you and crew step out and someone's got lightning bolt, this would be great. Great.
It's all lined up.
Let's see. Got,
chain lightning. It's like playing telephone, but like a little bit more dangerous.
He is going to swing the sword he is carrying with him. Actually, no, he doesn't have a sword. That's right. They don't have their swords. He goes to claw at you. Kane, you are flanked. Does a 10 hit you?
Not even with flanking.
Let's see.
For flat-footedness.
So that was the three of them. A is going to go after you, Kane, because he knows he's got a friend on the other side. Same thing. 16?
Nope.
He's got more. He's got more swings though, because he has not moved. So he's gonna try again. Let's see. The second one would be a 14's not gonna hit. And He's gonna swing again. He likes having his friend on the other side of you.
Was that the zombie trying to communicate with his friends?
And a 7 will not hit you either. Let's see. So that's that guy. I got this guy left. Let's see. Where did he come from?
The ground.
He would have gone 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 to get to Lady Sill.
Kane, does it count that it walked through your reach?
Oh.
It does.
Yeah. Go for it if you want to take a swing
at it. That's all. I wasn't paying attention. That would be 30 to hit.
Just hits.
Hang on a second.
It's got to be a crit, right?
That is a crit. Almost two times.
General. 16 bludgeoning.
How does it die when it walks through the threat range? It stops right here.
It starts to move, and as Kane's like duck diving, dodge, dip, and dodging the swings of A, he manages to just throw his hammer out to the side and clip that over in the belly.
Get over here. Like you meteor hammer into his chest cavity and yank him towards you and just punch you. Bones just everywhere over there. So that A is dead.
I still managed to avoid A.
A is dead.
Or, no, he is not dead. Other A.
The other A.
Zombie.
Other
zombie A. A.
Zombie. Zombie A is dead.
That one's dead.
All right.
Zombie, I don't think Zombie B moved. Not that I, not that we need that. More, going out.
Where is Zombie B?
Up to the right.
Out in the path.
Yeah. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. 5, 10, 15. Because Abed's the one that hit him. Oh, and Abed's not at his chair. What the hell?
Hit him anyway.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah, bad. He uses his fist to to punch.
Muscle Lizard gets fist.
He's going to fist Tom Morvan.
Gross.
When these couple of them have died, you hear cheering from the fence. Like, you hear the two guys watching you, like, yeah.
Nice.
Abed, you're about to be swung at with a fist.
It's not very kind.
Nine.
Duda.
I can tell you without looking that a nine does not hit me.
And he used two movements to get to you, I think, so.
Yeah.
That moves us back to Kane.
So we hear cheering from the outside. I picture Harry Doyle and his partner up in the Indians play booth.
Yeah.
Way to go, buddy.
Yeah, all right. Come on.
All right. I'll go for that one that's in between myself and...
Kane? Or between yourself and crew?
Might as well.
Oh, yep. That seems to be the right thing to do. 18.
18 does hit.
7 bludgeoning damage.
That's skeleton A?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How does he die?
He grumbles. He just grumbles to the ground in front of crew.
He grumbles.
The hammer coming through the top of the head and just breaking the bones as he goes through.
Suddenly there's bone shattering pieces coming at you, crew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whoa. You're used to working with Kane at this point, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll worry about that later.
All right. Anything else you'd like to do, Kane? That was just an attack.
Turn around and... Yep, turn around, try to hit
D.
The one behind me. D. 24 to hit.
24 to hit. 24... Wait, is this a... Let's see.
That's with the
skeleton?
That's with the penalty? Yep. That's awesome.
Yes, it is. 18 on the die.
Nice. That Zero. Is a hit. Just barely a hit. It has a 16
on D?
AC. On D, yeah. If you would have flanked, it would have been a crit.
I do. 7 bludgeoning.
How does that one die? They don't have many hit points. They have a higher AC, though.
Game just spins around the circle and brings the hammers around through the midsection, knocking the rib cage kind of out of it. The head just hangs for a second. Like the old cartoons.
One of the legs falls over, the head lands on the other leg and just kind of sits there. like a demented tombstone.
So 2 kills, and then we'll give C there the old intimidating glare that never works, but I'm going to try it again anyway.
Okay.
That is a intimidation check.
It's a will save for him?
Yep. 17 on the intimidation.
Will save. 13? So he fails.
He fails. So he would be frightened 1, I believe it is.
The frightened 1.
Which is not immune to frighten.
No, that's a good question. I'm going to throw it on him right now, and then we're going to look at him and see if he's immune.
All right. He's frightened 1.
He's not immune to being frightened. He can be scared.
He loses that at the end of his next turn.
At the end of his next turn. Got it.
Yep.
All right, crew. Bunch of skeletons around you fell to the ground. And a zombie out to the side fell to the ground. Kane suddenly found his mojo.
Yeah, I'm, I think I'm like, oh man, Kane has been doing more, too much work. I gotta do something. So I'm gonna move 5, 10, 15, 20. Sure, I'll just stop there. And I'm gonna go ahead and use my, twin feint. Against the one that's frightened. I'm trying to prove myself at this point. So other hand whips out the kukri, so rapier first.
All his shit is lower because of the frightened.
18 to hit.
Oh yeah, 18 hits.
And then other hand, 15 to hit. I'm sorry, I hit the wrong one. 11 to hit.
11 would hit. What kind of damage is this, out of curiosity?
Okay, so the rapier is piercing and the kukri is slashing.
Okay.
And hold on, I gotta do one more thing and I'll total it up.
No, I need it individualized.
Okay.
I don't need it totally.
Right, I got that. And then the sneak attack for the first hit. So it is 10 piercing and 10 slashing.
10 piercing and 10 slashing. It's not going to matter, but the slashing seemed to do more damage than you thought it would have initially. I'm just trying to figure out...
more damage?
It does more damage, yeah. To the zombie guys, yeah.
More than the piercing did.
More than the piercing did. Slashing does. They have meat on them. 453. I think I know what it is. I think you just add the weakness number to it. Is what it is.
Yeah.
Is that how weakness works?
I think so. I don't think it's like half and double like D&D. I think it's just...
So you take the damage and add the weakness?
Right. So like if you deal...
Weakness 5 to slashing, so it would take 5 extra damage whenever it was slashed, I think.
Well, that feels
I'm
good.
Looking that up right now. If you have a weakness to a certain type of damage or a damage from a certain source, that type of damage is extra effective against you. Whenever you would take that type of damage, increase the damage you take by the value of the weakness. There we go. Yep, that was right. Cool. No Pathfinder.
Cool.
Does that mean guys, after almost a year in, we're getting it.
Does that mean I dealt 25 damage?
That does mean you dealt 25 damage to him. Nice. How does he die?
I'm just taking a hack and slash approach, and the hack didn't work as much, but the slash worked awesome. So just kind of slicing from different directions, kind of like cutting up a canned cranberry sauce.
Nice. Very, very thematic, Jeff.
I was going to say, that's yes. Oddly specific.
Maybe that happened this week.
You cut up a can of cranberry sauce. He is dead.
Awesome. And Twin Faint is 2 actions and I moved, so that's it.
Excellent. You can right click on that and then trash bin it. I think if you right click on the character, see how I can move this right now? If you right click on the enemy, you should be able to... Well, maybe you can't. I thought you could. Oh, yeah. Attach. Oh, wow. That's interesting. I attach those. How do I unattach them? Detach. Cool. So if you move the dead ring... I detached you. What the hell? Detach. There we go. Move the ring, and then if you right-click on it, you can attach and select the thing you want to attach. Then I think when I delete it, they'll both go away. And now they'll move together.
So, which... maybe they won't. Which dead is probably not as important, but when you have another ability on there, or it's like condition frightened or something, then it would move with it instead of having...
There was a way twice. I did it. I forget how... I don't know if when I dragged it, I dropped it directly on him and it, like, highlighted the name of it. Somehow you can attach him to it that when you delete him, the ring will go away as well. But, so he's dead. That was all of Crew's turn, so that moves us to Lady Sil. Hey, there we go. You got it attached.
All right, so Lady Sil is just seeing this bee up in our zone. And, don't like that at all. So, let's see. I will do the, what is it called? Disrupt Undead again. Worked out really well. So I need a Fortitude saving throw from Zombie B.
Fortitude saving throw from Zombie B. Let's see, where is Zombie B? Zombie B It's got, all right, he's got a six. So here it comes. 21.
Wow. Okay, that's good.
Okay, so if it's a success, it's half damage. If it's a critical success, it's no damage.
Okay.
So that's probably just a success.
So it's half.
And it is round down.
How much?
Half of five positive damage.
So it is round down.
Two. So it is two of positive damage.
Two.
He's got a little bit of blood, so we can call him bloodied.
He's meatied.
And then
he's meatied.
That is not.
He's a meteorologist? What?
That is not an attack. So
I don't know what he did in his former life.
So I will foxfire for the difference.
Okay.
Flying over my shoulder. Ooh, 25 to hit.
25. Let's see, this is B. 25 is a critical success.
Nice.
So 3 cold damage doubled?
Mm-hmm.
To 6.
To 6. He's not looking so hot.
No, he's cold.
No. He's
see what you did there. All right, and that's it. I'm not moving. I'm just kind of hiding amongst the pile of bones over here.
All right. Abed.
All right. I'm going to try to pick up the spare on the dude next to me. So I'm I'm going to move. Oh, why did he not?
Let me see.
I'm going to move out of the way and force pick up the skull of, which one is this? Of Dead, whichever one is behind Kane. I'm picking up that skull and I'm getting a good whip to it. And I am chucking it at Owl B.
B?
A zombie.
Uh-huh. Zombie.
Yeah.
17 to hit.
17 does hit him.
Nice. Yay.
For 7 bludgeoning damages.
Wait a minute. Oh, it's a zombie. Okay. How does he die?
right down the middle of the chest / spine, and arms and legs and head fly everywhere. And it makes a really satisfying like strike sound, like when you hit a strike, it makes a really satisfying, like the bones are kind of give it that echo sound. Yep.
Say hello at the butcher shop.
One guard yells turkey. Actually, probably should have yelled that when it was Kane's turn.
Mm-hmm.
But the bowling analogy wasn't there yet.
And that is my turn.
All right, he's dead. Where is C? C is here. C is going to... Oh, no, C doesn't need to go anywhere. He's going to swing at Crew. He's got his claws. First one's a 15.
That is a miss.
All right. Second one is 11, which misses. And the third one is 6. No, it's not even 6. It's 1. A dirty one. Kane, we're back to you.
How dirty is that?
Possibly one? Getting worse. 5, 10, 15, 20. I'll flank with my buddy Crew and try to end this if we can.
I'm going to shield 16. My eyes.
16?
16 should hit.
I want splinters in your face?
Just hits. Actually, no, he's flanked, so he's flat-footed, so yes, it does.
I'm going to need a pair of goggles if this keeps up.
9 damage.
How does this one die?
And he just blasted back into Crew. Just bones fly all over Crew.
Crew's going to want padded leather to help absorb some of these shocks of body parts coming at him from the other side of Kane. Oh, that takes us out of initiative.
I think you pierced my ear.
Everything I can see is gone.
I picture crew dressed like somebody who's like training dogs, like attack dogs, where they have that big puffy thing and he's just running around the battlefield.
Mm-hmm. I can't roll my arms down. Speaking of Christmas time. So
is that it?
Yeah,
okay, you're, the pyramid.
You're out of initiative.
Awesome.
I'd like to ping with my detect magic.
Okay.
I'm just like to investigate the general area that we're in for anything suspicious.
The ping of detect magic does not pull anything up for you on any of these guys. The guards are undoing the gate currently. The one guy's like overly enthusiastic. Hey, wow, that was incredible! You guys are amazing. Do you like group together like this all the time? Do you have a name for yourselves?
I was thinking about that last night and trying to use our initials, and we can either spell cask like the crow's cask or maybe like sack.
Well, what do you say in this moment? He asks you.
Abed shakes his head, just pulls his cloak further over his face. I'm going to start searching all the other bodies to see if there's anything.
Are you cask or are you sack? What do you say, crew, in that moment?
I think I'm too far away to for him to hear me. So.
Oh, no, he's come in. He's come in. And then, like, they've come in and they're talking to you.
What's it, crew?
I think there's already a cask in town here, and we're not affiliated with them. So I think we should, I mean, maybe we need another word in there, too. Something sack.
Ball sack? Gart says.
Can I quick force projectile, just a small rock at him?
Yes. Yes, you may. Go ahead. All right. It was a crude joke. I get it. But you guys are amazing. Sack and rack? Sack and...
It truly was a crude joke.
Something with puns should be in our name.
Hey, okay, John. I think you broke them. Congratulations. So,
like, that is such a fine line. Pun that, like, wow. Oh, I appreciate that one. Me, you, and your crude jokes. I love it.
Is crew spelled C-R-E-W?
Yeah.
Okay, I spelled it.
Yeah, as in a member of the crew.
Yeah. I'm going to open this door to the building right here.
Okay. Let's see. It's fog over. Fog. No, I don't want to draw it. I want to erase it. How do I grab? No, I don't want to grab it. I don't want to draw it. I want to erase the fog. Do I have to turn the preview off? Is that what I got to do? There we go. Yeah, I do. I have to turn the preview off. There you go. You pop inside there and there's coffins and embalming tools and that type of stuff in there. Pretty standard fare for a, I don't even know what you'd call it, an embalming building.
Creepy.
While you are sitting there and the guards are talking to crew about the name for the group, is everyone there? I'm going to do this real quick because it will just make this next part easier. As the light from the lighthouse lights up and sends it, doesn't look like it's sending a, like, there is a beam what the rest of the world sees and what the rest of the people in Otari see here is a beam. What you guys see is a light that just progressively gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Until this thing materializes in front of you. And I need you to roll for initiative.
Holy shit.
Thing. Oh.
Thing. The thing with the mouth and the teeth and the tongue. Let's see. It needs to do...
Yikes. 11.
Get this. You said 11, mistress?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird calling you mistress. Gotta be careful with that.
Mistress, may I?
Mistress, may I? Oh, that's what you get for initiative.
Eight.
Eight. Eight. Crew?
15.
Okay. And Kane?
25.
Ooh, someone that actually may got closer to it. He had. He is going first. With a 29. He rolled very well.
Can you describe what?
Yes. What you are looking at is a slippery, scaly horror. He has. He seems to be covered in, like, an oil. He's got spikes protruding from his arms and his legs. He is a bipedal, upright, kind of scaly, spiky lizard man.
Fun.
He's got very, he's got, like, lizard eyes that kind of bulge a little bit and have the, like, cat eye look with the one slit pupil. When it closes, he's got four lids that kind of close on his eyes. Yeah. And he... Let's see. Who is the closest person to him? That's the question. He's going to go after Kane. Because Kane's right there.
Doing my job.
21 to hit?
That hits.
Let's see. That is 15 piercing damage. Plus, I need a fortitude save from you.
15, hold on, I'm talking about it. And a fortitude save.
You can do it.
26.
26, you do save. Congratulations, you are not poisoned.
Palm Beach.
Let's see, his next swing, where is he? I gotta see his things. Let's see, he's gonna swing at Crew. He's gonna swing at both y'all. Crew. That's a 28 hit.
Oh. Wow. Not a crit, but yes, he hits. That was close.
That is 11 piercing plus a fortitude save.
Fifteen
is a failure. You are clumsy.
Can I re-roll?
Yeah, you can use your hero point to re-roll that.
You know, because it's fun to use up your hero points before you die.
Yeah.
18.
18 still fails. You are clumsy one for one round.
All right. I'll add that.
Then he is going to throw a leg. He's going to shoot one of these quills out of his leg at Abed.
Jesus Christ, how many attacks does he get?
Three. He's got three actions. One action for each.
At least it's at a bigger penalty.
That's a 5. Krill goes sailing over your head and buries itself in that small sarcophagus behind you. Large sarcophagus behind you if it goes over your head. Jacob. Kane.
Okay. I'm going to... Let's see. Oh, where did my mouse go? Move myself here.
That's a good place to move.
Between Abed and this massive thing. And try to smack it. 28 to hit.
28 does hit. It's not a crit.
10 bludgeoning damage.
10 bludgeoning damage. Alright.
I'm at 17 on the second attack.
17 misses.
Yep.
That's with flanked?
Yes.
Okay.
Alright. Is that everything? Yes, you moved. You attacked twice.
Yep.
Crew, where are you? You're a clumsy right. One. Clumsy.
I am clumsy.
Your movements become clumsy and inexact. You take a status penalty equal to the condition value to dexterity-based checks and DCs, including AC, reflex saves, ranged attack rolls, and skill checks using acrobatics, stealth, and thievery.
Again, shout out to Wanderer's Guide for automatically applying that penalty.
That's awesome.
To everything. Since I'm in a good spot and he's already flanked, I'm going to yell to the guards, just in case, why don't you guys go shut the gate and I will swing the rapier.
All right.
14, I'm assuming, misses.
Misses, yep.
I'll swing again. 16.
16 misses.
And then third shot, I'll use the kukri in my other hand. Also a 16.
Ooh, swing, swing, swing. He's very sexy. I'm
getting used to missing today.
He's slippery. And not just because of the oil on his scales.
And then Clumsy goes away at the end of my turn?
Clumsy goes away at the end of your turn.
Okay, it is the end of my turn.
Alright. Wait.
Waiting?
Nope, Clumsy goes away at the end of his turn.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's how it works.
I'm done.
All right. Lady Sil. I'm going to jump in here and have the guards run out because someone said something to him. So they will act here and get out and start closing up the door. All right, now it's Lady Sil.
Okay, makes sense. I'm going to use all three actions to create a heal bubble.
Ooh.
Which includes any undead. If we think it's undead, it gets a basic fortitude save on this heal.
This thing does not look undead to you at all.
Okay.
In fact, it looks like some sort of aberration. I will just give you that. It's not something you see every day.
Just checking the heal spell, when you use the three... It says it targets all living and undead creatures. Can you choose to not target something?
I don't believe I can. I've been playing it as though I can't.
So, be careful with your placement.
But it has to be a willing, living creature. So it wouldn't kill itself to be a target of my spell.
Let me roll an intelligence save for it. Or an intelligence check for it. Where's its intelligence? Alright. It's got a minus 2 intelligence. 13? Yeah, I'm gonna say it doesn't want whatever you're dishing up.
Okay, well, it's 8 healing for everybody in within 30 feet, so.
So that's everybody.
Yep.
Cool. Abed just Depend feels all warm and tingly, but doesn't get any healing.
And then, I think Mistress Sil is trying to kind of conceal herself behind the door. She's not moving, but, you know, she did open the door and enter this room, so I think she thinks she's partially concealed.
I would give you a cover bonus. And circumstance bonus for being behind the door. Absolutely. Especially if it's throwing spikes. I mean, seriously.
She is not coming out, just to be very
I don't blame her. I do not blame her at all. I'm dead.
Yeah, I am definitely finding cover. So there I'm going to go
pointing around.
My 25 feet up here.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
And I will cover myself with the corner. And then with my other two actions, I will... I'm going to try this. Grim tendrils. Straight 30-foot line. Tendrils of darkness curl out from your fingertips and race through the air. You deal 2d4 negative damage and one persistent bleed damage to living creatures in the line. Each living creature in the line must attempt a fortitude save. So by moving out of the way, I am going a straight line, which will bisect the creature and nobody else.
Fortitude save coming up. 28.
Oh, it's a critical success. The creature is unaffected. It was a DC 18.
Just made it then.
Uh-huh. And that's my wasted turn.
It's never a waste.
It was kind of a waste. It was a half waste because it was a two-thirds waste because one-third was moving out of the way.
That moves us back to him. He is going to he is going to turn to crew, and he is actually nope. Take that back. He's going to turn to Kane, and he's going to vomit forth a toxic oil in a 15-foot cone, starting at you.
I completely moved Ahmed.
Yes, yeah. When Tom moved, I was like, there he goes, gonna get to him with this. But I need a reflex save from you. DC 21 reflex save from you.
22.
You success.
15 on the die plus 7.
All right, so you're going to take a little bit of damage here, but not as much as you normally take. And you don't have any lingering effects. Oh, I know. Why am I rolling a D20? I don't roll a D20 for that. Although I probably rolled lower. Yeah, it was lower than the D8. You take 4 points of poison damage. And you are not poisoned. So it turns and does that to you. And then he's a little pissed by that. So he's going to swing at you once with his remaining action. 32 hit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He rolled a 19.
That would be a critical hit.
Oh, God. So.
Even with the minus 5, is his breath weapon considered an attack?
No, because you had... I don't think so, because you...
He's spraying from his mouth. There's no attack roll on it.
So does it have the
attack trait?
Yeah, the attack trait.
Trait? No. It has conjuration and primal.
You should have hid behind the door with me.
So, his attack, thankfully, was low on the dice for you. So it's 22. 26. Plus...
Doesn't matter, I'm done.
Oh, you're down at 26?
I only got 36 total hit points in the whole damn game.
crits have taken you out more than anything. All right. And you're down. That moves us to crew.
And I cannot.
Okay. I'll use my hero point to stabilize at I'm not.
That'll work.
And I can remove dying.
I am no longer clumsy.
And we're not allowed to donate hero points, correct?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. I need something to happen here, so I'm gonna go ahead and twin faint.
Okay.
And try to get some damage through one of these times. 21 to hit.
21 just hits.
All right. And then...
Well, actually, are you unconscious now, Rick? You're unconscious and you'll come conscious now.
I don't threaten. I don't threaten.
Okay. So yeah, just hits. 21 just hits.
And then, nice. The Kukri natural 20 for 24.
Cool. Nice. So that is a critical success.
Okay. And then because that was the... So, I think I get sneak attack for that one. Okay, so if it matters, it would be 6 piercing and 16 slashing.
Nice. A
total of 22.
Very nice. Hey, he's bloodied.
Nice.
And then... saw that cone of vomit, and I feel like it's going to be a better chance for me to move than it is. So I'm going to move. I'm going to kind of hide around the corner of that shed or whatever the heck that is, or a little mausoleum thing.
Okay.
So hopefully the corner of it is just. Like, he knows where I went, but he hopefully can't see me.
Yeah. Let's see. Crew. That's your turn, Lady Sill.
All right.
You saw through the crack in the door, Kane fall over after getting walloped.
Let's see. I yell out.
Make a medicine check for me.
Okay.
Just real quick.
16?
16, yeah. You don't think Kane's actually dead. You think he got knocked unconscious.
Yeah, but I do say, get up. And then I cast heal.
You're not dead yet, asshole. Get up.
I'm getting better.
I cast my 2 action heal to do this plus 8.
Come on, him. Big number.
And plus 8.
18, nice. Good heal.
That's as big as I get. So, and then let's see, where's dude? Let's see, do I want to do damage or do I want to stay hiding? I'll do some damage. See if I can just hit him in the back of the head or something and then close the door again.
Can't see me.
17 to hit.
17 misses.
Yeah, alright. And then I'm staying where I'm at.
So. Where you're at. Just be closed again and just keep an eye out through it. That was Tobin.
Alright. Well, I'm going to Ray of Frost his ass. So I'm going to blast an icy ray. Spell attack. 23 to hit.
23 does hit.
Nice. So he's going to I critted on damage. 8 cold damage.
Ooh, very nice. Does that have any properties that it does to him?
Only on a critical success. The target takes double damage. Takes a 10-foot status penalty to its speed for a round.
Fantastic.
Okie dokie. Then I will raise the shields.
Raise the shields.
Raise the shield.
He had turned and looked at Crew. He looked like he was about to go after Crew where Crew ran off to, and then he got pinged in the back of the head with the frostbolt. He turns around and he's gonna start moving towards you, Tom Norman. Towards Abed, I should say.
Yeah,
Tom Norman's not on the battlefield.
Thank God, because Tom Norman would be shitting his pants.
Yep.
All right. Does Kane get the opportunity attack from the ground?
No.
Is
he awake?
I would say.
Oh, he is, because he has healing points. Yeah, that's right.
I would say yes if he wants it. There's going to be a circumstance bonus from attacking.
Yeah, there'll be a penalty to the attack. And I still get the link.
And also, he's going to know you're awake then.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. He's walking away.
Yeah.
So I will. If I put myself prone, does that? Yeah, that reduces my attack by two.
Two. Yep.
It's merely a flesh wound.
Come back here. I'll bite your ankles.
29.
That is a critical success.
This is why we went so long.
But I only rolled one on the die, right. So 10 bludgeoning damage. I kneecapped him as he's walking away.
You so could have. He was within your range had you rolled higher on your die. That could have been a complete table turn for you. Done. Oh, yeah, right. Here you go. He takes two movements to get to Abed, and he is going to swing with his apparently with his jaws. Apparently he bites.
He's swinging with his jaws. Gotcha.
Yep. 22.
That's a hit.
Let's see. That is 13 piercing damage, plus I need a fortitude save from you.
Dirty 20
just misses.
Nice.
You are clumsy.
Oh.
For a round.
I thought he just missed me with the whatever that was.
No. No, that was your fortitude save for the poison from his fangs.
Yeah. What is it, 21?
13 damage? Yeah, it's 21. It is. So you took your 13 damage, and you are add clumsy to yourself. And then it is Kane's turn.
Action to stand up.
Yep.
5, 10, 15, 20. And...
lunge at him?
Yeah, I'll move there. 25.
Okay.
That way I am flanking with Abed.
Yep. So he's got...
Abed peeks over his shoulder, over the monster's shoulder, and goes, help!
And 24 to hit.
24 does hit.
7 bludgeoning.
7 bludgeoning. God, he's so close.
That's it. So I don't have another action, so I had to stand up.
Oh, damn.
Stand, move, and attack.
Crew.
All right. As I peek around and see that he's a lot further away than I thought he was going to be. So apparently hiding is not very, he's not very bright. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. I'm going to run right in there to get that whole flanking thing going.
Yeah, he's flat-footed.
One attack. Here we go.
This cuts me off.
I'm short enough. You can hit over my
head. Sick of being on the opposite side of the enemy from you. Well, 15. On the same side.
Just a 15 to hit, which I'm assuming misses.
That misses, even with the flat-footed.
Even flat-footed?
Yeah, he's 19 flat-footed. He's got a 21 AC. Yeah. This is actually the fight here. Like, the whole first thing was to soften you up, I think, and then they drop this on you.
Yeah, that's my turn, but I'm going to kind of like cover my head because I feel like he's going to vomit on if he survives.
Lady Sil, you kind of watch through the crack in the door, everyone running to your left, including the monster. You will actually have to step outside the door to
side note, John,
fully open the door.
Can I re-roll my fortitude because I have like hero points and shit? Is it too late?
You may need it.
I'll let you roll it. It's just whether or not you.
It's
have to
just for clumsy.
Yeah, which but is I mean, I can't. Yeah. I can't end this with two hero points.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Do you want to re-roll it again?
Sure. Never mind. That was worse. It just keeps going downhill.
Took all his hero points away.
Best yellow luck. Now you're out of hero points. So when you go down, you're dead.
All right. I will
talk you into it.
Accurate. No, you didn't talk me into it. Yeah, you kind of talked me into it.
I'm going to exit the door.
Okay. You see everyone to your left.
And except maybe the whole team.
Abed reaches his arm around the corner and waves.
I am over here too.
Hey, Abed.
You don't see Abed, but you assume he's right around the corner because the monster is facing him.
All right. I am going to, let's see, what would my character do? Probably use the moonbeam. Which is 1d6 fire damage.
Is it an attack roll or
it is an attack roll.
All right. He is flat-footed.
Nice.
Boy, lady still single. I'm gonna re-roll, but
oh, flat-footed only works if you can draw a line through the box, right? Yeah, okay, got it.
And it's only flat-footed against the flanking creature.
22.
That hits. How much damage is it, right?
It's not much. Man. I'm going to tell you that. It is not much.
You don't need much. Come on.
5 fire damage.
Yes. How does he die?
All right. The moonbeam hits a wound that he received from Kane catching his taint on the way out.
Did you say fire damage? Out of curiosity.
It is fire damage.
Okay. Go ahead, continue.
Uh-oh.
And I will say exactly what happens. I'm going
to indulge. And it seems to ignite the innards of the beast, getting inside that hard shell.
Not only the innards of the beast, but it catches the oil on its skin on fire, and the whole thing goes up like a... And he's burning, and he falls, collapses. There is a burning, awful smelling... thing laying on the ground between you guys, and that will end the session as we are out of combat.
It sounds and smells like Burning Man.
Sounds and smells like Burning Man. Woof. See, that's that old story. You know how you make a cat bark? Douse him in gasoline and light a match. He goes woof.
Jesus Christ.
On that note,
on a lighter
Tom,
note,
take us out of here before I tell more jokes.
Gives us a week to come up with a team name.
Yeah. There you go. Because you don't want to be the ball sacks.
I don't want to be the ball sacks. I can tell you that.
I put one in the show titles. So we'll see if we like it.
All right.
All right, well, we are Two Nerds on Quest, I guess.
Oh, Tom, before you get into your spiel too much here, let me do this on the stream. You guys get 200 experience for today.
Oh, yay.
Hoorah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so close to leveling. So close.
Breaking the 666.
Hey, that's fine. We had it for a week.
866.
All right,
Tom, take us away.
We are Two Nerds on Quest. We're here Sunday mornings, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. twitch.tv/TomMNorm. And on our YouTube channel, which I'm going to have to figure out. I'm going to have to get a bit.ly link for it. Because it is a whole bunch of random numbers and letters.
For now, you can find it on the Discord, right?
Yeah, it is on the Discord.
So
bit.ly/OurFunDiscord, which I have not been promoting lately. Shame on me.
Yeah.
Shame on
Yes, shame on you.
All of me.
Yes.
Yes. 8:30 a.m. Central Time Sundays. We will be back next week with Burnt and Crispy People and
Lizard Man.
Lizard Man.
Burnt and Crispy Lizards holding hands.
Let other people know about the show. Share this with them. Share the links. Share the Discord link. John, what am I going to do with you?
I'm going to be in my head the rest of the day.
Uh-huh. Yep, same. Patreon.com/2NerdZoneQuest. Yeah, that's it. John broke my brain. So for me, for Rick, for Cooch, for Genius, for that guy laughing uncontrollably with the metal fingers. We'll catch you next week.
Metal fingers.
Metal fingers. We'll be right back.